This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, creating a new holiday tradition, the National Day of Listening. First, though, the U.S. Commerce Department recently reported the largest monthly drop in retail sales since it began keeping records. But there are some bright spots in the world of retail. We hear about one of them today as part of our series this week, giving you a little break from all that bad economic news. Lisa Olivares manages a kiosk. It's called CCE Headgear. It's at a mall in Fayetteville, North Carolina, near Fort Bragg. I recently gave Lisa a call on her cell phone while she was working at the kiosk.
We do custom embroidery. You can either bring in your own items or we provide them for you.
And we're hearing from you on your cell phone at the kiosk now. And we should note that where you are is not too far from Fort Bragg, which is home to the 82nd Airborne Division. And apparently a lot of those soldiers have been coming home. And how has that affected your business?
Well, I mean, all the economy's been affected, but we're not as bad because luckily we do a lot of things for the military. The wives are still here, so it's constantly them bringing in things that they need to be shipped overseas or just little minor things for the babies. It does keep a good flow in, though.
You mentioned the babies. I hear there's been an upsurge in the birth rate there, 50% more recently. That's a lot of babies.
All the troops came home at the first of the year, and now everywhere you look, it's women pushing strollers or they're pregnant.
And so what kind of stuff are people bringing to you at your kiosk there for these expectant mothers?
Well, so far our most popular are the cloth diapers. They use them as birth rags, and we just did a series for the first 504th Charlie Company, and it has their crest on it, and the women buy them and give them as presents to each child that's born in the unit.
So it sounds like it's kind of a point of pride for these soldiers that they want, you know, everyone to know that their baby comes from them and that they're with a certain unit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We get the Rangers that come in and get their crest done on their baby shirts, or we do the onesies that say, "My daddy served in Iraq."
What are you, Lisa, most thankful for this holiday season?
I'm thankful I don't have the banks on my butt. Does that make any sense?
It does. Do a lot of other businesses there locally that might not be affected by the baby boom? Are they having a harder time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's constant. In this business, in the mall, with the kiosk business, it's people who come and go and can't keep up consistency. Like I said, the economy is bad, but I still have a job because we have our loyal wives that still come in here and get stuff done.
Lisa Olivares is the manager at CCE Headgear Plus in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.